If you don't know, I came to Advent last year, and although I was just a TA, I just gained so much experience and so much more confidence in myself and my relationship with God. And when I came back this year, I just thought, oh, you know, I've been here before. It's going to be easier than last year. I know what's going on. It's the same city. Like, I'm fine. And when I first got to that boot camp place, the first thing that happened was Joy Ai pulled me to a corner, sat me down, and then said, you're going to be a teacher. And that's when I started freaking out. I don't know what was going on in me, because I was feeling confident like 20 seconds ago, and now this wave of self-doubt just drowned me. Like, I'm going to be a terrible teacher. I can't do this. I'm not experienced enough. But here I am. I'm like, I have to step up from where I am last year. I mean, last year I kind of just put myself down because I felt like, you know, I'm just a TA. I'm not that important. But this year it's like I had to be important. So I can't just hide in the shadows anymore. And that's why I kind of just like felt a lot of self-doubt and anxiety. And yeah, and I remember when we got on the bus on our way to Tainan, I was just looking out the window and just thinking, oh my gosh, I'm teaching in 2 days. I am going to be a teacher standing in front of a class of kids in 2 days. I am not prepared for that. But then, like, I just felt this numbness to all the anxiety. I just felt this, like, I just felt numb. Like, I can't feel the stress anymore. And, like, I feel like it was God telling me not to be stressed, or that, like, I don't have a reason to be stressed. And I remember on Sunday, the whole time during church, I just thought, tomorrow, I'm going to be teaching tomorrow. Tomorrow, like, it was so scary just thinking that I'm going to be teaching in like, 24 hours, probably less. And I remember just walking into that school and, like, having this numbness still to me. Like, I walked in front of that classroom, and that's when I just broke down. I looked at who I was working with, who was Lillian, my cousin, and also my co-teacher slash TA. I don't know. But I looked at her and I asked, what am I supposed to do? I mean, I planned out everything. I planned out everything we were supposed to do and everything that I wanted to do. I planned out what we are going to do, like what I'm going to say, what we're going to do after that, what we're going to do during break, but I just didn't know how. I didn't know how I was going to start the intro. Just, I don't know, do I stand in front of that classroom and just say, hey, I'm Sydney, I'm your new teacher, and these are the rules? Or do I do it differently? And then I was so, like, torn. I didn't know what to do. And then I was just like, okay, I'm going to start now. So I started the introduction, and then all of a sudden, this confidence just filled me. It was just this confidence of, like, my mind, it had no clue what I was doing. But I felt like there's this someone just whispering in my ear, telling me what to do. And when I started reviewing about Skit and asking questions and, like, telling the kids what to do, there was just boldness inside of me just, like, saying, oh, after this, you should do that. After that, you should, you know, write that word down, underline it, and, like, I didn't know what I was doing, but there was this voice inside of me just giving me this confidence and, like, the security that there's, like, you know, someone behind me. And it was just so weird because I walked up into that classroom not knowing what the heck I was doing. But here I am, like, teaching a whole class, leading them. I'm their teacher now for the rest of the week. I'm their teacher, and that was crazy. I just felt this confidence in me, like, wow. And then I went home, I thought about it, and I was like, that's God. That's definitely God behind my ear, whispering in my ear, telling me what to do. That's definitely God. Like, I just prayed the whole time before I taught that I could be a good teacher, and that he would always be with me. And wow, like, I was standing in front of that class just teaching, and words were just coming out of my mouth that weren't from my brain. They were from someone else who told me what to do, and that person was God. And on Gospel Day, on Thursday, again, I practiced gospel once before on Wednesday night with Vivian IE. I went up in front of that classroom and I said, all right, I'm going to tell you a story about unconditional love. And then once again, those words just kept flowing out of my mouth. And like, they just, those weren't my words. Those were God's words. And that's like, it's really, really just touching to see that he's always there with you. And that even though you're so scared, and even though like, you have no clue what you're doing, the battle's not yours, it's his. And that's when I just put my trust in him. Like, I just put my full trust in him, and it was such a great experience just to be able to stand in front of that classroom with all those students and walking in there on the first day not knowing what to do. And on the last day, on Friday, you're hugging the students, saying bye, and like, it's a really great experience. And I'm just really, really glad that I got to experience that. And I just thank God that I got to have the students that I have. And yeah, I thank him for being there with me while I was teaching. While all those students were staring at me, he was just behind me and like, being ready to catch me if I fall. So I'm really thankful for that. Thank you for listening, and bye.
好，我简单的翻译一下哈，就是说那个心理呢老师呢，他是第二次参加这个短宣，他第一次呢是助教，然后他就那时候他就觉得虽然他是助教，可是他已经得了一些的经验，然后他也很有信心，他也觉得他跟神的关系已经建立起来了。然后呢，可是这一次呢，当他去到这一次的 bootcamp， 就是在集训的时候呢，那时候他才知道，哇，原来这次他要当老师了。他那时候还觉得说，忽然间就有一种很害怕，然后也没有信心的进入到他里面。然后就是他就觉得，哇，以前都是这种好像不被重视的工作，然后现在忽然间自己变成一个老师非常的重要了。所以从那时候开始他就觉得非常的担忧，非常的害怕。然后一直到我们要去台南的，在车上还是在教会的时候，他就一直在数，每天在数，还有多少天就要开始上课，我要做老师了。可是那时候他就觉得说，诶，我好像已经麻木了，不知道我到底那时候的感觉是什么样。然后在第一天上课的时候呢，还看看哦，旁边是我的老师，然后进到去，其实他都已经觉得说已经准备好了，可是忽然间进到课室的时候，却觉得说我现在要干嘛，我要做些什么东西，然后他真的不知道从如何开始。然后呢，就忽然间呢，就是当他开口的时候，他就觉得诶，有一个信心进入到他里面，好像说上帝就开始在他的耳边开始说话，他就开始来介绍他的班，然后就开始来上课了。所以呢，他就那时候他就感觉到说，诶，他我觉得很奇怪，之前我都根本不知道发生什么事情，也不知道如何开始，可是现在呢，上帝却开始用我的口再来开始说话。就这样子呢，他就开始了，非常的有信心。他觉得那时候是上帝跟他同在，来告诉他要做些什么事情，就是不是他自己嘴巴里面所说出来的东西。而在说这个星期四呢，是我们说这个见证的时候，而那天呢，他也是觉得说，当他一开始在说话的时候，上帝就好像借着他的口，就完全的从很清楚的从头到尾就完全的把这个信息都释放出来。他觉得好像不是他在讲一样，而是上帝在透过他再来讲。从这次的当中在这次的经历当中呢，他就学习到说他要信靠神，然后知道说上帝是与他同在的。谢谢。好，这是我们最后的一位，我们的队长 Olivia。 耶、yeah.